Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. This is episode 226.
226, man.
And yeah, here we are once again.
Yeah. It's good to be reunited again.
I mean, we're not really reunited, actually, but...
Well, I was just trying to say that because, just real quick, I may be in town next month. And even though we're still quarantined, I'll explain later, but just... I want to drop that right now. I want to put that in your head.
Hopefully, you know, we'll just not be doing quarantine in a month, and then we can just get this party together, right?
Well, we'll see, you know? I mean, I might just wear my power glove just in case, you know, I'm not trying to get...
I mean, you know, we got to record an episode in person. You know, I'm thinking to myself this. I don't know what to think, actually, because you're going to have been working, too, at that point with a bunch of people, you know?
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I'm going to be a little
bit kind of... this is the reality. This is the reality.
I'm going to be uptight about that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know? Gabe, would you let Rob into your place knowing that he's been... Because, you know, he's opened back up his shop, you know?
I would say there's no way this is still not going to happen in a month from now.
Well, you know what people are saying is they're saying, well, not people. One person I know is saying he thinks this is going to be a thing like the flu or the common cold where it's just a thing that always exists. You know, you just have to, you know, live with it. And it's more serious than the flu. But it's just the kind of thing where you just have to sort of live with it.
Yeah, but we need the vaccine. And then that way it would ensure that even if you got it and your immune system is compromised, you'd live.
Right.
See, that's the issue.
Well, anyway, I don't know what to do about all that, you know?
And you might be a Simba-matic, you know, Lion King style.
A Simba.
Simba-matic. So... you just don't see the signs because you're just a little baby cub. Until
you're just a little Simba. You're a Simba. Right. Some of you are Scar. What does that mean? A SAR. Like SARS, you know? SARS. Or something like that. SARS.
Oh, man.
So there's just one piece of top of the show business. Well, no, there's a couple, actually. One I wanted to mention... you want bonus content from us, and that just doesn't just mean me and Rob, but also Gabe and also occasionally Emily. Go to legacymusichour.com slash actually the other way around. It's patreon.com/legacymusichour. There's bonus content on there, and there's all kinds of stuff on there. You know, cool stuff that people are excited about. I can tell you, you know?
You know, some people are still in the stay-at-home phase. Just hit up the Patreon. Watch some of the stuff that's up there. It's really cool.
I mean, there's... okay. What... Gabe had something up there recently that he put up. You know what? Guess what Gabe did? Guess what this... this guy's a... let me tell you something about Gabe. He's a real freak. Okay?
Oh, don't tell him about that.
Do you know what... you know what Gabe did, Rob? You want to know what Gabe did?
Hey, I'm not trying to get Gabe canceled. I'm not trying to get Gabe canceled, so watch it.
Gabe is such a freak. He put up a video of himself.
Oh, God.
Beating Contra 1 for Nintendo on one life. He didn't die. No death. He did a no-death run.
Yeah. Oh.
What a dirty freak.
That's what you call a flex right there. A flex.
And the whole video's up there if you want to see it.
Whole 14 minutes.
14 minutes he beats Contra. 14 minutes. This is years of training.
Yeah,
you know?
It literally is. Yeah, but. Mm-hmm.
And you had done this before, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you...
not in a while, but I mean, yeah.
This is a little inside scoop, though. He did it, and then he realized it didn't record, right?
Yeah, well, no, pretty much, yeah.
And then he did it again, and then he did it again.
I did it twice in a row. Yeah.
Make it worth it to him. Check out that video, would you, huh? Okay.
And also, I played Dragon Fighter, and I believe that was also deathless as well. But that's much less of a feat.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Amazing. What a dirty.
I know, man. I got, you know, you gotta sign up for this content, you know, find out.
Oh, man.
What else is on there, man? I've got a pretty cool rendition of the main theme from Legacy of the Wizard that I did on piano. That's kind of cool. You can check that out. It's a kind of a somewhat loose interpretation. Mm-hmm. I got other piano pieces up there as well. Gabe has other music stuff up there. He does covers, mm-hmm. you know, Mame That Tune kind of stuff. And there's videos. We got videos. Actually, in fact, this isn't up yet, but we're going to have... Well, actually, probably by the time this episode comes out, it will be up. The three of us, Rob, Gabe, and I did... We have another Broforce video coming out. And I tell you, this one is, to me, elevated. Okay? We were kind of... There was a lot of problems with the previous videos. Tech issues, and we were also just not playing very well. We bawled through the levels, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but it was way more challenging for me.
Mm-hmm. Rob's keyboard warrior.
Because I'm a true keyboard warrior.
He is a keyboard master.
It's just hard. It's really hard, but... You know.
He got through it, though. He actually got through it using a keyboard. You know what that is? That's the years of Genesis Street Fighter II training.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do that together. We play through Bros together, and that's fun. I feel like that the video that is going to be up, or should be up now, actually, it's the fourth installment. That one is, I think it's better than the previous ones because we're, you know, just tighter, you know, tighter outfit. There's all kinds of things on there. Anyway, there's just all kinds of things, you know. Other videos and other things. Oh, Rob and I did an hour-long expose. I don't know if you want to call it an expose, but Rob and I did we talked about High Score Girl, the TV show High Score Girl, for an hour, okay? It's an episode, basically. We basically did a Legacy Music Hour episode on the show.
Yep.
Check it out.
Good stuff.
Okay, anyway, that's enough of that. So, okay, one other thing I got to mention, though, is, so we got this guy, there's a user named Greg, okay, user Greg, he asked this question, I thought we would answer it. Greg asked about repeating pieces that appear on different hardware or different arrangements, you know, is that legal, right, on the show, if a piece was played... On one console, can you play the same piece from another console or a different arrangement of it? Well, the answer is depends on how different they are, you know? So, for example, the Snowman music from Earthbound and Mother, right? They were so much the same that would not be legal, you know? It's the same thing, essentially. Or there's there's some pieces for Uncharted Waters for Nintendo and Super Nintendo, and those are too much the same. Now, I'm going to give you an example of the opposite. This isn't the best example because it was a special episode, but Rob and I both played different renditions of the Flintstones theme on the same episode, in fact, but they were very different from each other, and that was fair. But also, that sort of didn't count because it was an adapted music episode, which was a special episode. But, variations on tracks are allowed, you know. I mean, we've heard that with some Final Fantasy tracks in the past where you've heard sort of different renditions of the same, you know, there's variations of tracks. So it sort of just depends on how different it is or how similar, you know. Yeah. Hope that answers your question, and I hope that was of interest to other people listening who weren't curious but then became curious.
Right.
So, anyway, anything else to mention?
Yeah, I wanted to correct a name I had said in the last episode. The guy I had been playing Streets of Rage with, I referred to him as Julian. It's Julius. And I realized that after the show, but shout out to Julius. And then there's been a lot of people that I've been playing online with, a lot of users. Yeah. And shout out to all of you guys. I've been playing lots of Fortnite. I'll get into that as the show goes on, but I'm into that, Brent.
Oh, goodness gravy. That's,
oh my goodness.
That is beyond me. You know,
I don't know. I don't know what's happening to me, Brent, but we'll get in. I'm going to get into that.
You're turning into somebody else. I don't even know who you are anymore.
Man, I'm into it. I mean, the new season dropped and man, I'm, as soon as this podcast is over, you know where I'm going to be.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gravy. I just,
it's good. It's so much fun.
Don't tell me you're doing those dances that they do now, are you? In real life, are you?
In real life? Yeah. Well, one of the modern dances is the twist. You can get the twist now.
Yeah, so, but they do this flossing thing. Yeah, people flossing. Do you do that?
Now, I'm relatively new, and the latest season is season 2, chapter 3. I think that was probably a season 1. I mean, we're in chapter 2, season 3. That's probably chapter 1. You know, whenever this game was invented, I think that's when that dance came out.
Oh, they changed the dances for each?
They changed the dances. They changed the dances, yes.
Uh-huh. Are you doing the dances in real life?
Well, I've done the twist. I do the twist, you know, in my day-to-day life. That's just a classic dance that you can take to any club, any venue, any genre.
Don't you have to, like, buy the dances with, like, real money? Or don't you have to... how do you spend money in that game? Because I know it's a free game, but...
Oh, well, I was going to get into... I mean, do you want me to get into this real quick? Or should I...
Why don't we get into some tracks?
That's what I'm saying. And then I'll explain it. And then there's going to be a big contradiction in my life that... you guys are going to laugh at me. But anyway, let's get into it.
Okay. Oh, one other thing real quick about the twist, though, is that I saw that movie
Hairspray. Oh, come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Wait, come on, baby. Let's do the twist. I saw that movie Hairspray for the first time recently.
Okay.
It's a funny movie.
Yeah, it's good.
I've never seen it. I should check that out.
It's funny. I mean, they do the twist in that, you know?
Oh, Ricky, it's Fortnite related. I'm going to watch more Fortnite-related movies.
Ricky Lake's really funny in it. She reminds me of Annie Milonakis or something.
Yeah, I can see that.
I heard Travolta's good in that.
Travolta?
Yeah.
Wait, Travolta's not in it?
No.
In the new Hairspray?
Oh, in the new Hairspray.
Oh, you're talking about the John Waters original.
I'm talking about the John Waters one, yeah.
Oh no, I'm talking about the new one. I thought you were talking about the new one.
Well, anyway, all right. Let's get it. Let's get into some. Let's get do. It. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
Okay.
And what's the code word going to be? Whatever. We won't tell. We'll do this off mic. So that
Chubby
we,
Checker.
We'll do it off mic, and then people can guess what the code word is, especially the secret word is.
Who's starting it off today?
You.
Okay. I am going to do a little something, a little bonus, if you catch my drift. Bonus. You get it?
Mm-mm.
No.
Omake.
Oh, okay. I kind of get that.
Right. From what I know, from what my limit, very, very limited Japanese, omake means bonus. So here is an omake from Thunder Force 4, Lightning Force. And here are the two composers.
Hold on.
I got something for the users. See if you can guess which one of the composers it is.
Okay.
There's two. Takeshi Yoshida and Toshiharu Yamanishi. Now, you know, how would you describe the styles, Brent?
Well, one of them is more rock, and the other one is more sort of, I don't know, jazzy, I guess.
Takeshi Yoshida and Toshiharu Yamanishi. Let's see if you guys have been paying attention for 225 episodes. play lots of Lightning Force, just about the whole soundtrack. This Omake track, let's see if you can attach the composer. Come on, baby. Okay, there is an omake from Lightning Force, and that is composer Takeshi Yoshida.
No, this one I think it's listed here for me as Toshiharu Yamanishi.
Oh, it's Yamanishi. I thought it was Yoshida.
Yeah, I thought so. I would think so too, based on the way this sounds, but right,
that's
it's
what
not.
I was going off of.
Yeah, okay. No, but it's not though.
Do you think this is more jazzy than rock, or a combination of the two?
Yeah,
or?
Man, this sounds like Kenny G or something. Look at that! Doesn't that sound like a soprano saxophone right there? Sounds like a soprano saxophone solo right there. I don't know, the music to me, the chord changes, it just makes me think of kind of long curly hair, kind of, you know.
Let me hear that. Turn it up. Let me hear that. Let me hit those curls. Hey, so Gabe, you were asking about how do you get the dances and how do you use bucks, currency, and
like
Fortnite?
real money. And have you spent real money on it? That's what I'm concerned about.
You can either buy the currency.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the credits.
Or you just play and earn it.
Okay.
Now, how do you earn it? There's different things you have to do. And, oh my, I can't even believe them.
Is dancing one of them?
Excuse me. Excuse me, you got to edit that one out.
wait, what, did you say something?
Oh yeah, I dropped a bomb there.
Stinker.
So the thing is, part of the game involves this, you have to build, okay?
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand that.
But you're building, which means you have to take your axe and you go into the forest and you're chopping down trees. And when you're in the forest, there's lots of goodies out there. Guns, ammo, experience points. What does that sound like to you?
Work.
What other kind of game do you play where you're going out into a forest and you're grinding?
Harvest Moon.
RPGs, man!
All right.
I'm doing RPG work.
Actually, that's there's not even shooter. RPGs on it. Well, I guess it is. Sort of,
I mean, I'm just doing the same thing over and over and over, trying to build up points.
It sounds like a simulator. You know, it sounds like a sim.
Well, to be perfectly honest, it sounds like the game The Forest, where you're in a forest and you chop down trees and build stuff. I don't know, something like that.
Well, I was just there because, you know, I'm trying to get my level up. Before the new season dropped, some of the people I play with, their level was at like 280, okay? And when I started, I was at level 0, but right before the new season dropped, I'm at level 89. 89. If I had gotten to 100, I was gonna be somebody. You know what I mean? You earn that 100. I was gonna be, and then when the new season dropped, everyone goes back to zero.
Hmm.
Isn't that something, Brent?
Oh, that sucks.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, I would never touch this game.
Anyway, so now I'm back at it. You know, I'm at level 32 right now.
So you're trying to get to a level so that you can get these dance moves for free?
Dance moves, clothing.
Would you suggest that he pays real money for these instead?
I would suggest you just stop altogether.
What's your problem with Fortnite?
No, actually, I don't really have a big problem, but I kind of think that, do you really need the clothes and the dance moves? That seems unnecessary.
That's exactly what I thought, Brent. Oh, just listen to me, brother. Just listen. When you're out there, do you really just want to be the regulation guy wearing the stock clothing?
Yeah, man.
I mean,
think about how
out there, you can just design and express yourself in different forms.
I think it's better to maybe express yourself through your talent. In this case, in this context, express yourself through the talent rather than the
exactly
like the shell.
Like how far you can get with the default uniform, and people are like, "Wow, he doesn't even, he's got the default, and look how good he
is." That exactly. That's cool. You know,
you can
imagine.
I
bet you the best players have the default. Yeah.
You can really just jazz it up, and then after you eliminate somebody, you do a dance and you spray paint and you throw up some icons. It's just adding flavor to it.
That just seems to me like a racket.
I'm in it. And can I borrow $20, Brent? Just give me $20.
That's like mobile. That's the same with like mobile games. That's how they work.
Yeah, well, Fortnite is on your phone now, and I have
that's
it on
right.
my phone.
Oh no! Once it hits your phone, that's the end.
We're gonna have to give you an intervention. So.
Yeah, I mean, well, I told you about my hours, Brent. It's
right.
kind of nuts. You know, all-nighters, marathon sessions. But, you know, I'm just carrying the legacy of the Lightning Force somewhat, you know. Just keep showing them the Force. Oh, man. It's crazy, baby. Crazy.
Okay. All right. Well, look, next up, we're going to hear from me, from one of my tracks here. This one's going to be an arcade game. This is 1943 Kai for the arcade. This is only released in Japan, and what it is it's an alternate sort of revised version of 1943. It has new music and maybe some new graphics and some new design and stuff, but it's the same game. And it seemed like there's a prototype or something of a version that might have been was intended for international release. But anyway, I don't think it was that it was officially released. So, 1943 Kai. And it seems like just about every Capcom composer at this time contributed to this game because it's got everybody. And, well, I'll talk a little more about that when we come back. But what we're going to hear is, I wasn't sure if we should do kind of a bluesy kind of track. A jazzy bluesy track, or if we should just do more of a kind of Junko Tamiya style track. What do you think?
Gotta go with Junko.
Really? Yeah. I mean, that's what I was thinking, but her track is kind of shorter on this. Tamayo Kawamoto did the kind of more jazzy bluesy track on here. You're both saying Junko?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a Junko boy. Through and through.
I'm a Junko boy too, actually. I'm so Junko, actually.
That's my girl.
But you know what? The more I think about it, though, I think I'm just going to go with this jazzy bluesy one just because, I don't know, it's kind of got it going on, you know?
I see how it is. All right.
I know I just asked you and then you both said Junko, but then I just, The more I think about it, I just think...
Hey, go with your gut. Go with your gut.
Okay, Junko Tamiya did Air Battle A, round 1, 5, and 10. But I think, let's just go with this. Let's go with Air Battle B, round 2 and 8. This is by Tamayo Kawamoto, credited in the game as Tama Tama. Let's just do that, all right? Is that okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. This is music from 1943 Kai for the arcade. This is Air Battle B, round 2 and 8. Music by Tamayo Kawamoto. And you know,
it's good.
It's interesting because all these tracks on here that are by these different composers, that they all sound like their style, you know? I feel like Tamayo Kawamoto did a lot of these kind of jazzier kind of tracks. And the Junko Tamiya one is sort of, you know, kind of weird and cool the way she normally is. And then there's another track that's by Harumi Fujita that's kind of got a Latin-y kind of sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
I read about this rumor, and I read this rumor about Final Fight, and that Kumi Yamaga was supposed to do the music for it, but she disappeared or something, and so that they just last minute needed everybody to contribute a track to Final Fight, and so everybody did that. But the thing about it is, Final Fight wasn't made until she was already gone from Capcom anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Kumi Yamaga did the music to 1943.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it makes a little more sense that she was supposed to do the music. If that rumor is true, it doesn't... I don't know. I don't think it is anyway. But if that rumor is true, I think maybe it's not Final Fight. That it would be this game, 1943 Kai. Yeah. Because it would make sense, since she did the music to the original 1943, that she was going to do the music to this 1943 Kai, but maybe disappeared or took off or whatever, and then they said, all right, I need everybody to contribute a track, because everybody did contribute a track to this. So it seems like that rumor makes more sense for this game.
Right.
So if you ever, you know, are on the street, and you hear something about, oh yeah, Final Fight, you know, basically... Yamaga was supposed to do all the, you know, all the music, and then just kind of took off. I don't know. No one even knows what happened.
I could be like, nah.
And you're like, nah. You're like, nah. You're like, nah. You're like, Namaga. Kumi Namaga. It was actually probably more likely 1943 Kai. Okai?
Okai?
Okai? Listen to this one part coming up, though, right here. There's this part where the bass line kind of This part. I like that, how the bass line kind of mimics the... Or doesn't mimic, it plays along with the melody. Dun, 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 dun. That's cool. Anyway, that's just a little bit of some rumors for you, if you're interested in rumors, you know?
It's a cool game, too. I have this game.
On Saturn. So you think Kai is better than...
Yeah. It's regular. It's a Capcom collection, so I think it comes with the original, this, and I think 1940. This is 1943?
1943, Kai.
Yeah, so the collection, I think, comes with 1942 and both versions of 43, I think. Something like that. I think it also came out on PC Engine.
I met a girl once named Kai. You want to know more about it?
Yeah. Yeah. Did she play this game?
She better have. I think she was named after this game. You know what I can do is I can just... I can save my Kai story Kai. For... What?
Her name was 1943 Kai?
That's right. Her first... Wow. Yeah. Her last name was Kai. First name, 19.
Sure.
Do you play as the U.S. in 1943?
I think
That's a good question.
I think you do.
That's a good question.
I remember that being interesting, like, you know, that you play as the U.S.
That's what, 1943 Kai is an alternate version, right?
Right.
That'd be interesting if it was, now you play as Japan.
Right.
The alternate.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you about
you're attacking the Japanese.
Yeah?
You're attacking the Japanese in this game. In 1943.
Okay.
You're attacking the Japanese?
Yeah.
Wow, that's even more interesting.
Yeah, it's the Midway Atoll.
Oh, the Battle of Midway, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, look, I'll tell my little Kai story on my next track. So I'll just wait till then. But remind me about Kai, okay? Would you do that for me?
I will.
You do that for me, baby?
I will. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
I'll bring up Cobra Kai.
Bring up Cobra Kai for me, baby.
Battle Royale. That is a wrestling game for the TurboGrafx-16. And what I've got for you here is a track. The way this game works is the battles or the wrestling matches happen, right?
That's right. They call them
brawls. It's really interesting. They really play up the brawl fight aspect of this. And even though I thought it was more pro wrestling, right? So anytime a character wins, there's this screen that pops up afterwards with the character's name, a little graphic, and it's kind of a win screen, okay? So this music I'm about to play is when the sumo master wins. And the screen says brawl winner. He's the big winner. Because I think there are only 5 selectable characters. So this is Sumo Master's windscreen music.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Sumo Masters. Windscreen music. Sumo Masters, the big brawl winner. Hey, turn this up. I love this bass here, Brent. Now, the battle, the description on the box, mm-hmm. Listen to this. I mean, it says, it's pretty standard, but I just like what it says about this right here. It says, smash him, bash him, and throw him over the ropes. The sound is so intense, you'll feel every crushing hit, every cracking bone. Let's crack some bones. Turn it up. That's what you crack bones to, baby, right there.
All right, I'm going to move on to a track from a game we have heard from once before, at least once before. It's a Super Famicom game called Shinseki Odyssalia. Sorry, Shinseki Odyssalia 2. This is the number 2 in the series, I guess. Mm-hmm. This is music by Fumito Tamayama and Shigenori Masuko. And we're going to hear Prison Castle, or Pruisen Castle. This is a kind of an, I get, well, this is a role-playing game, and the sprites are very detailed looking. It seems like it has very detailed sprites. It's kind of what stuck out to me about this game from what I saw of it. So here's music from it. This is music from the Super Famicom game, Shinseki Odyssalia 2, from composers Fumito Tamayama and Shigenori Masuko. This is Pruisen Castle. So one night I went to Whole Foods. This is the kind of music that plays in my head, sure, when I walk into Whole Foods, you know.
Only to Whole Foods?
Yeah, only to Whole Foods. This is the Whole Foods music.
Okay.
And I was with a friend of mine whose name is Trevor, who you all know and you all love.
That's right.
And we were at the juice section. We were kind of picking out some juices. And I really like this one juice that is, well, it's kind of a, I don't know, it was a cashew and coconut milk blend, but it also had orange in it as well. So I had it before. I really liked it. And there was this woman that was standing there looking at the juices also. And she was trying to make a decision, and I said, "Oh, if you haven't had that yet, you got to try that. It's real good," or something like that. And I was pointing to the orange coconut milk, you know, cashew milk thing. It had coconut cream in it too. Mm. I said, "This is real good. You got to try this." And so she said, "Okay, I'm interested, but I'm looking at this too. This has got dates in it and stuff." And she was interested in this other flavor. And I said, "Well, get them both." She said, "You know what? All right, I will." And then I said, "You know what? Why don't you try them right now? See what you think." And I think she might have tried. Can't remember what happened, but she tried. I think she tried both of them, and she ended up liking the flavor that I wasn't recommending more.
Oh.
And she said, "Yeah, this one's all right, you know." She said, but she was very friendly, by the way. And she said, "Well, you know, I'll do a taste test at work. I'll take this to work and I'll see what my coworkers think of these flavors." I said, "Yeah, do that. And then I want you to, can you send me a report on, you know, what the outcome is? I want to know the data here." And so I gave her, I think I gave her my email address.
Mm-hmm.
Might have given her my phone number, actually. I think I gave her my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Let's be in touch." And I thought, this is in the bag, okay? I thought, this is in the bag.
This is in the recyclable bag.
This is in there, man. This is in the reusable bag.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, this is easy. I thought this is easy money right here. I thought I can easily. I thought she was interested. I thought she was interested.
Right.
And I was interested. Okay. And I was interested. Never heard from her.
Ooh.
Never heard from her. And her name was Kai.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Wow. Yeah.
I thought it was in the bag. I thought easy. You know she what? Had that. She had that nice yuppie look that I like too. That Whole Foods yuppie look, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She had that nice yuppie look that I like, you know.
That nice.
She looked clean.
That sustainably farmed look. Mm-hmm.
She was all clean looking, you know. Yep. Shopping at yep. Whole Foods, Elevated Foods.
Yes.
Kai from Whole Foods. But she didn't, I thought for sure she was going to contact me. Trevor couldn't believe that she didn't contact me. It seemed like there was a little connection happening here. Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? I think it's exactly the same situation I'm in right now. Except my Kai is the unemployment department. Because they said right off the bat, they said, "Submit your stuff." Yeah, totally. Just, we're going to get you paid. Absolutely. What's your number? What's your social? And I said, "Yeah, totally." I submitted it. And guess what, Brent?
Uh-huh.
Not even a phone call.
Ghosted.
And I'm sitting here. I'm going, well, I thought you said it was done. I'm getting checks.
You said, "I thought we had something here."
I thought we had it. You were. It was me and you, unemployment department, and they said, "Well, they haven't said anything. Just nothing. Just took my info and just left me here."
Yeah. I mean, hey, I know how it feels because I've been there, and I tell you, man, I'll be honest with you. I actually put an ad out on Craigslist missed connections.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Still didn't hear anything. Actually, I can't remember if I think I might have got some responses, but there were people just fishing, though. You know?
I said,
tell me the flavor. Tell me the flavor that you... Actually, it's funny. Let me just look it up real quick if I can find this. I think I started talking to them about juice and stuff, you know?
Wow.
I gotta look this up. This could work. This could work for right now. I mean, I can actually get into these. If I find this, I can get into these emails on my next track if you want. I think I did start emailing with somebody who's just sort of trying to scam, you know? And I don't mean scam in the early 90s.
Right.
Expression, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, this is what I'll do. I mean, I can share this if I can find it. I'll share it with you on the next thing. But as for now, maybe we should move on. What do you think about that?
Okay. All right, baby. What if she's listening to this?
Just give her some suspense. Let her sweat a little bit.
She just, that nice yuppie look doesn't seem like she would be listening to a podcast like this. But yeah.
All right. Okay.
I would love that. Kai, if you're out there.
Patreon.
You know what to do, but yeah, go to the Patreon. Check out patreon.com/legacymusichour.
Okay.
It's funny, I just realized I don't, you know, anyway.
Well, I'm going to go with a Game Gear track. You understand? Mm-hmm. Chicago Syndicate is the name of the game. Chicago Syndicate is a spinoff from Eternal Champions.
Huh. Hmm.
They took one of the characters and some loosely based storyline. And the music I'm going to play is from the level Old Town.
Okay,
Old Town. Chicago Syndicate, Game Gear. Old Town from the game Chicago Syndicate. Now, the composer for this is Matt Simmons.
Right. Okay?
And I found that off of this review, this website that wrote a review of the game. And I know we usually don't talk about music negatively.
Okay.
But the review of this music, I think, I don't agree with it, number one.
Okay.
But it's pretty negative. And that's, but I think it's relevant because that's also how I found the composer.
Right.
Okay. Now, do you want to hear the review?
Because hey, you like the track. I mean, you know, we're not saying anything negative. I mean, this is just what one person says. So blame that person.
the website Sega16.com. So look, Sega16.com, already I'm in, okay? I say, this is a website that I would probably like some of the things that are on the website, right?
Right, right.
That's what I'm thinking. So I'm reading this review of Chicago Syndicate.
Well, because you like Sega stuff and you like 16 stuff.
There it is.
You like stuff that's 16.
Wow. 16 bits. I like 16 bits.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, bits.
That's 16 bits. And truth be told, I prefer 64 bits, okay? 64. I'm just putting that, I want to make that very clear.
Not like 32.
64. Right. 32 is good, but play it safe. 64, I say.
Okay.
Jaguar 64, baby. That's what I'm saying.
Jaguar 64.
That's on the record. I prefer 64.
Wow.
End of story. Now.
It is true, though. I can attest that Rob does, he does like older bits. He does. I'm not kidding. He really does. He's always
hey, me too.
Just been interested in older bits.
Everyone knows. Same situation here.
Good.
Oh, really,
yeah.
Gabe?
Yeah, always.
Oh, I didn't know you were an older bit.
Always. Always. Love those older bits.
Now, you want to hit the music? Hit the music?
It's going. Oh, you can't hear it.
Okay.
It's going.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is from reviewer Christian Matozo.
Mm-hmm.
The music is ear-bleedingly awful. You didn't have to turn it up. Composer Matt Simmons, for some reason, decided to include every effect and instrument that he could in the game's soundtrack. Even a rendition of the Eternal Champions theme is included in the game, and there is a strange organ instrument that almost ruins the entire song. It's so bad. It sounds like someone filled the organ with water right before they started playing it, and the pipes are clogged. And the rest of the soundtrack sounds just as bad, if not worse. As for sound effects, the game has all of about one or two. Whenever you attack, you have this strange whoosh noise, like the wind blowing. If you're daring enough to play this game, you might just want to put it on mute first. Now, look, that organ with the water, that does sound like an organ with some water, doesn't it?
Huh.
I like this. It almost
sounds more
reminds
like an accordion. It sounds more like an accordion, you know, with water, you know what I mean?
It reminds me of The Godfather. It's like an 8-bit Godfather situation.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, well, Chicago, the music sound. Yeah, it sounds like this is some kind of gangster thing, you know, Chicago,
right.
Al Capone,
right.
Or something like that, you know?
Right. And
it sounds like a real deep dish gangster here.
But I'm really into this track. I heard that and I said, oh yeah. And then I read the review. I said, thank you for giving me the composer, but I'll pass on the opinion part.
It's kind of like an underwater gangster, an underwater mobster.
Underwater mobster, yeah.
Imagine Marlon Brando in The Godfather, right?
Oh, yeah.
Think about his face. Right?
I got it.
What animal does that remind you of? And don't say bulldog.
I was going to say a bulldog.
But okay, if you had to not pick bulldog, what other animal would you think it looks like?
Blowfish. Pufferfish.
Looks like a frog. Kind of, doesn't he? Doesn't it look like a frog, kind of?
I think more like a pufferfish.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm just thinking underwater. I can see Marlon Brando's head floating around in water and sort of saying, I'll make him an offer he can't refuse, but, you know, in a bubbly kind of way, you know?
Right.
Okay.
How are you doing that?
I'm using my tongue. I'm using my tongue to do this. So it's, you know. Something like that.
You're doing that with your tongue?
Yeah.
Hey, if there's any 64 bits out there listening. Hey, man. It's a talent. It's a good talent. That's all I'm saying. You know? They'll say, oh, do that thing with your tongue, baby.
All right. Next up, we're going to hear from... what is this? Oh, wait. That was your third track, right?
Yes.
Okay, that means it's time for another edition of Gabe's Corner.
Mm. That's right.
All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Today on the corner. Got some young 16 bits ready to queued up.
Okay.
This is going to be from Cats Run Zen Nihon Keikar Senshuken, really Super Famicom. Heard from this before on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be Street Race number 4. And the composers are Y. Takahama, S. Nagano, and M. Shichi. Here we go. Race 4 from Cats Run, Zen Nihon Keikar Senshuken, Super Famicom.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. This whole soundtrack is real good.
This part right
here. No, that's the part.
What is it? What does it sound like?
That sounds like something. I know.
To Chicago. LA to Chicago. It's like a sped up version of the Smooth Operator. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Sade's run.
It's funny because we had Chicago. Mm-hmm. Just on the last track.
That's right.
Old Chicago Syndicate.
That's right.
Coast to coast, LA to Chicago. Coast to Chicago. LA to San Pedro. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago. Smooth, huh? Smooth operate. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. This game has a lot of songs, and they're all really good, I think. It's hard to pick one.
You have this game?
No, I don't. I want to play it. Mm-hmm. I want to play it. It looks like a kind of neat racing game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, baby.
Okay, next up, we're going to hear from a Sega Master System game. Okay, Sega Master System, and not just a Sega Master System, but a European only, or, well, yeah, I think it, European only. Maybe, who knows, maybe it came out in Brazil. All these Sega Master System games came out in Brazil, it seems like. But anyway, but it did not, this did not come out in, I think it is just Europe only. It didn't come out in North America, nor did it come out in Japan. Running Battle. Running Battle. This is music by Hikoshi Hashimoto. And we're going to hear Unused Ending. This game is kind of sort of a side-scrolling kind of game like Shinobi. I was looking at footage of it, and it really reminded me of the modern game Oniken. It kind of just seemed like, it reminded me of Oniken. It had that same kind of quality. Kind of a crude quality to it. But, yeah, Running Battle. You run and then you battle people in it. And, yeah, so this is Unused Ending, Hikoshi Hashimoto. Okay, that was the Running Battle game, Running Battle Unused Ending. And why they didn't use it, I don't know. So this is Hikoshi Hashimoto, and this is the Unused Ending, yeah. But yeah, this is a good track, you know. There doesn't seem to be an ending, really. Well, the ending's really short, but they should have used this. It's a good track.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back to the... Oops. Let's get back to, I guess, what we can call the Legend of Kai.
Hmm.
Or this, the saga. The saga. Yeah. Romancing saga. The romancing... the romancing of Kai saga. I don't know, something like that. We'll call it 2018 Kai. Or, yeah, 2018 Kai. That's what it is. Because that's when this takes place. Okay. So, I put this ad on Craigslist, right? And I put something like... I wish I had the ad that I posted, but it was something like... In the ad, I asked, so what did your coworkers think of the drink, or what did, you know, or something like that, you know? And somebody wrote me, and I could tell already that it was not her. It was just somebody trying to fish, you know? And the person wrote, they love it. Let's do it again, man. Okay. So
no
to
shame.
That I responded.
No shame at all.
What would you say?
No shame at all.
And then they said, and so I wrote, which flavor did they think was better, chocolate or the kiwi one?
Uh-oh. Trick question.
And so the person wrote back, chocolate, of course.
Okay.
Did you, and that's spelled with just the letter U, did you put your seed in it? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Oh, wow. That escalated.
I love it.
Quickly.
And where that escalated.
Where it has
gone.
Quickly.
So, okay. Yeah. So, did you put, and the person wrote your, it was capital U and then just R. So it was, did you, capital U, did you put your seed in it? Anyway, to that I wrote,
dangerous seed.
To that I wrote, but there was no chocolate flavor. I basically wrote chocolate or kiwi because those weren't flavors that were involved. I was just testing, you know. I mean, right. Just on the wishful thinking, off chance that it really was Kai, you know.
Yes.
But I wrote, but there was no chocolate flavor or kiwi. I wrote that with an exclamation point at the end. Okay, then the person wrote back this.
Does this person have a name, or is it like one of those anonymous Craigslist emails?
It's an anonymous thing, yeah. So they wrote back, so what is it then? And then I wrote, I don't know what I was, I'm just trying to mess with this person, so I don't really know. I just said, by seed, do you mean chia seeds? The ones with chia seeds were actually quite good. I just wrote that. So then, let's see what happens here next. Then the person wrote, she goes, or whatever, I don't know. They go, yeah. Or any kind of seed is good, man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote, not for me.
Like hemp seed.
I said, not for me. I'm allergic to a lot of different seeds and nuts. Do you know that nuts? Wait. Do you know that nuts like almonds and pistachios are actually seeds to fruit? Also, coffee beans are the seeds of coffee cherries. I think that's pretty interesting. Cashews are from cashew apples. Isn't that interesting? That's what I wrote.
Right.
Okay. And then the person wrote this. Sorry, this is going to go for just, I don't know, a few more
hours.
No, I think there's four more exchanges. Sorry. I don't know what this... I don't know who wrote this. If this person... No, the person... I don't know what this person... I don't know what they meant by this, but they just wrote, it is doc. I don't know what that means. DOC, I don't know. And then I wrote, stay healthy, my man.
Huh.
And then the person wrote, thanks, bro. I am available if you want to go out.
Nice.
And I wrote, where? To the doctor's office? I already had my, because he said doc, I think, before. That's why I said, oh, where? To the doctor's office? I already had my checkup for the year. And then I wrote, he's like, I haven't want you to check me out. Something like that. I don't know. I said, oh, I'm not a professional, but if you Google doctor near me on the internet, you can probably find different doctors near you. Also, you can probably find a doctor on your health insurance website. And then this is the last interaction, I think.
Okay.
And then the person wrote, hello, I still need to get done my physical examination. Can you see me? Thanks.
Oh.
Huh. Now you're the doctor.
Well, no, I think that's what it was. I was always the doctor, I think.
Huh.
And so then I wrote, I'm not a professional, though. What insurance do you have? Anthem? You can look up local healthcare providers on their website. You can also look stuff up on WebMD. I looked stuff up on there once when I had mumps. I think I got it from working with children at my church. And then he didn't write back. I'm just going to decide that it was a he.
You don't know that.
You don't. Don't just assume that.
I don't know. He was calling me bro and stuff and saying man all the time. Girls don't say man or bro. No, I'm just kidding.
They can.
Anyway, and that concludes the saga of Kai. The legend of Kai.
Wow.
Well, I hope that was interesting.
Man, so they're just... They're just replying to misconnections?
Yo, people do that all the time. I do misconnections a lot. I mean, I put ads out there a lot sometimes because I have these interactions with people out in public.
Mm-hmm.
And, or, you know what I mean? Or something like that. And I just think, well, why not? You know, I'll put this ad out, see what happens. I've never connected from misconnections.
Okay.
Right. Well, it is time to move on to Bahamut Senki.
I thought you were about to say Baha Men, because I was just talking to my friend before this. We recorded this episode, and he watched this documentary about the song "Who Let the Dogs Out,"
mm-hmm.
and there's actually a really big mystery behind who wrote the song, and there's a documentary about it. It's interesting.
Okay. This is a Mega Drive track. Strategy game. I couldn't find where this track is. There's no gameplay, but there is a track listing.
Oh, that's all good. As long as there's a track list, and that's all we need, baby.
We've got... An Ominous Day.
Yeah.
An Ominous Day, in parentheses, 666.
Oh my gosh, that is really satanic, man.
So, maybe this is Satan's level. I don't know. The sound, it's this website that I got this from.
Mm-hmm.
It says mucho and comp.
De Niro. Mucho and what?
Comp.
For what?
The sound.
But I'll tell you.
Do you know who that is?
Well, no, I know who it is from a different reason, but it's, this track in particular is, Keisuke Sukahara.
Did you say Kai?
Exactly.
Oh man, you're right. That's Keisuke K or Keisuke. Oh man, this is kind of weird now.
Keisuke. It might be Keisuke, but I want it to be Keisuke.
Kai, if you're listening now, Brent does put his seed in the Patreon section. So check that out.
I think it's Keisuke. Keisuke Tsukahara.
Right. Okay. Bahamut Senki.
Bahamen Senki.
Bahamut was it? Bahamut.
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 Bahamut. Bahamut.
Aruba, Jamaica, Bahamut Senki.
There you go.
An Ominous Day, 666. Thank you. Bahamut Senki. An ominous day. There is an ominous day right there, huh? Let's hit that beginning. Let's hit that entrance into... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the end kind of repeats here.
The inferno.
Hold on a sec.
Into the hell that is my life.
It kind of sounds like Altered Beasts, doesn't it?
Okay, right.
And, you know, and actually, by the way, Keisuke Tsukahara is the composer for the whole game.
Also, composer best known for
Altered Beast?
Shadow Dancer.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Shadow Dancer. Yeah, you know, it's Sega guy. So, Bahamut Senki's to Bahamut Baby. Bahamut Babies.
Or like Baby Mut Senki. Next up, I'm going to move on to a game for the Super Famicom called Shin SD Sengokuden Taisho Gunretsuden. This is a tactical role-playing game with Gundam robots. And the composer on this, well, there's a few composers. They are Michiya Hirasawa, Akihiko Mori, and Tsukushi Sasaki. And we're going to hear Ending. Music from Shin SD Sengokuden Taisho Gunretsuden for the Super Famicom. Music by Michiya Hirasawa, Akihiko Mori, and Tsukushi Sasaki. This is Ending. Let's try the let's hit the beginning again, because that does not repeat. This is like you're going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're looking outside the window at the stars and thinking, where's Kai? What is she doing right now? And you fall asleep.
What did her co-workers think of the juice?
Right. What did her co-workers think of the juice? So then you kind of start to fall asleep into a deep, deep sleep. And you dream about Whole Foods and just walking through the aisles with Kai on one side and Trevor on the other side. And the co-workers on, all around. And everybody enjoys the orange flavor of the drink. And it turns out you were right all along. The orange flavor was the best.
It's probably because dates are gross, if you ask me.
Oh, you don't like dates?
Nah.
What if they're 64-bit, though?
Then I think about it. This really reminds me of Harvest Moon or Stardew Valley. Like one of the nighttime themes.
That was nice, Brent. Oh, I feel so relaxed. I feel so relaxed. Okay, I will. What's that?
Oh, no, I was going to ask if you guys like dates. The fruit.
Nah.
Well.
You know, when this, I just
when I
mention,
when I can get them, you know, I but
sure.
These days, it's just a little slow.
Too sweet.
Yeah, I did some panic buying, you know, when this thing started, and someone recommended me, and this is not a knock on this brand, there's these protein bars called RX bars. I don't know if you heard of them.
Oh, yeah, Rick's. Rick's bars. Yeah.
So I get many, many boxes of Rick's bars.
No, they're Riz bars.
Riz bars.
Riz bars. And I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah, Riz's.
Anyways. Oh,
sorry, go on.
No, I'm just saying I bought many, many boxes of these things, many different flavors, and they're all, the base of them is all made with dates. And that's all it tastes like is dates. They have like chocolate chip, peanut butter, and it just tastes like dates, and they're disgusting.
Oh.
So gross.
You think you're about to eat a Riz's Pizz's peanut butter, and then it turns out it just tasting like dates.
Yeah. All I'm saying is if you don't like dates, stay away from Rick's Riz's.
Riz. You better stay away from Rick.
Don't mess with Rick.
If you don't like dates, stay away from Rick's.
Okay, I think I would like to close out with a little Land Stalker. Sega Genesis. Motoaki Takenouchi. The track I've got lined up for you is The Light of a Setting Sun.
Perfect.
light of the setting sun. And as the sun sets here in Port Town, I'm feeling at ease, relaxed, ready to ride out into the darkness.
Well put, well put.
This has got a little baroque-ishness, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Hold on, this... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Calms me. I'm gonna sleep like a baby tonight.
I missed that one. I kind of missed that one actually. Yeah, that one worked. Good. That one. That was good. That was good. That was good. I didn't. You know, that was very good, Rob. Very good. Didn't even. I missed that one. I did not catch that. That was good. Nice. That was a nice one, dude. I like that. Well, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, the last two tracks we played were kind of sleepier tracks, you know, dreaming, setting, sleeping, and so forth. What happens, though, after that?
Dreaming.
Gotta wake up.
No, you gotta get up.
Get up.
You get up. You know why? This is a great arc to this, because, you know, we kind of... Sunset, the day ended, the podcast ended, and yet it didn't. It starts all over again. What do you have to do?
Wake up.
Wake up and go to
the bathroom.
School. School. You go to school.
Go to school.
School is going to be the track that we're going to hear from next. The name of the game.
I meant the bathroom at school.
right. Even when you wake up and you have to go number one, you have to hold it until you get to school.
Yeah.
The game is called Ryuki Heidan Donzarb. Yeah, Ryuki Heidan Donzarb. And it's for the Super Famicom. The composer is Hiroshi Nishizawa. And this is a role-playing game where you fight robots. And so the track we're going to hear is School. Okay? We're kind of waking back up and getting back into the groove of things, sort of, or something like that. Even though this track that we're going to hear is... It's called School. It actually does have a kind of sound that feels like we're wrapping things up here. I feel like it does, I swear. Okay. So listen for that. This is music. I don't know. And I didn't turn that down correctly, but this is music from Ryuki Heidan Donzarb, Music by Hiroshi Nishizawa. And this is School. And yeah, doesn't this kind of sound like wrap-up music in a way?
Mm-hmm.
You think that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
For a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour.com, and you can comment there as well, and you can do whatever you want on there if you want. You can also contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
shoot us a text, call me, 281-SONIC-91. By the way, in Fortnite there is a, not a dance, but this thing you can do where it's call me and you do the fingers like a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So your avatar will put the fingers up and say call me. It's kind of cool. Look me up on Fortnite. Rob F. Switch. Fortnite me.
play with Rob on Fortnite. And if you get on Fortnite and you don't see Rob there, put an ad out on the internet. See if you can catch him there. Once again, if you like the show, you can rate and review it on iTunes. You can also join us on Facebook. You can, and if you, like I said, you know, like as we mentioned, if you want bonus content, you can subscribe to us on Patreon. Patreon.com/LegacyMusicHour. And yeah, I think that's about it. Our engineer is Gabe Castro. Thank you to Gabe Castro.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily Donnelly does the mixtapes. Doesn't this sound like wrap-up music? It really sounds like after you went to sleep, you come back out of it, you know what I mean? And it's over, you know what I mean? That's what it feels like to me, you know? It kind of sounds retro to me. It sounds like it's from the 70s or something, or the 80s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we want to mention social media things at all?
We can.
We can do that. Why don't we start doing that?
Sure.
Go on then. Fisticuts. Check them out on Fisticuts. Instagram is Fisticuts. Twitter is Fisticuts. FISTICUTS, right?
But on Facebook, look up Rob F. Switch.
Oh, it's Rob F. Switch?
On Facebook.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Gabe Castro is Gabe Castro on Twitter and on
Gabe J. Castro, but honestly, I don't really do all that. So,
okay, Gabe J. Castro. Bit of a tongue twister, isn't it?
It is. I actually had at Gabe Castro, and then I changed my name to something silly, and then when I wanted to change back, it was taken.
What did you change it to?
I don't really remember. Honestly, it was a long time. I made it probably like early on Twitter, like 12 years ago or something. 10 years ago, probably.
But, yeah. One of the original tweeters.
Yeah, but I never really used it that much, so.
Well, Gabe J. Castro is what to look for, and he has a Bandcamp page and all this kind of stuff. Gabe Castro Music, right?
That's right.
Okay, and if you want to check my stuff out, it's Brent Weinbach and Brent Weinbach Comedy on Instagram, and there's a Facebook page as well. Okay, so that'll do her, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be closing with a baseball game. You know, I just saw Bad News Bears last night, and I hadn't seen it since I was a kid, and I don't even know if I saw the whole movie when I was a kid, but I thought it was good. I liked it. Bad News Bears. This is a baseball game. But that's not why I'm playing this anyway. That's just coincidental. This is called Koshien 3. This is for the Super Famicom. The composer is Toshiyuki Takine. And we're going to hear Champions. Okay? Because that's how we end things. We end things like Champions. Okay?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the ending, too. This is the ending track to the game. And the track doesn't keep looping. It actually ends. So we're really ending like true champions today. We really did it, guys. You know, we went through a whole journey, a saga, and, you know, it ended, and then we kind of came out of it. Now we're champions. We're better. We're better for it. We are champions.
Eternal champions.
Eternal champions, baby. Okay, that's what we're going to end with. And that's about it. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.